This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Neighbors, I'd like to send a special shout out to Audible.com for supporting the Paracast. For free audiobook with a 30-day free trial, go to Audible.com/Paracast. That's Audible.com/Paracast. With Gene and Chris, welcome back to the Paracast as we consider some interesting stuff this time, because we've talked over recent years as to where the young people are who are interested in the paranormal. Are they involved? Are young people getting involved? And we've found somebody who's 16 years of age. They call him the Crypto Kid, and he'll be joining us in just a few moments. We're going to look at a new generation of paranormal researchers, and I think there's a lot that we could learn from them. In the meantime, I mentioned in the last episode of the Paracast, and we went into detail on After the Paracast, about MUFON and how it's supposedly treating access to their UFO database. And the reason I mentioned this is I got a copy of something they're sending to their members whose renewals are due soon. And it says that our new website now allows members only to log in to view and download the e-journals, read current UFO news, search the UFO database, or the recent UFO reports. And it goes on. That's saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, that's saying that only members can access the database. Is that what it says?
Yeah, maybe you got something that says that, but I went to their website. You can still search it.
Exactly. That's what they sent out to members. So I wrote to Jan Harzan, and I said, what's going on here? And he said, no, that's not true. Non-members can still access the database. There's the recent 20 reports. The problem with the database is not whether it's member only or not. And obviously that email to members is wrong. The problem is that it has an interface from what would you say, VisiCalc or something, 1988? It's got this ancient...
It's awful. It's antiquated. It's very cumbersome. You have to know exactly what you're looking for it to spit out results. It's barely more than useless.
And the thing is here is that we're talking about a group that's supposed to be one of the largest in the world. I don't know. I think there are probably organizations like in Japan or China that are probably a lot larger. But they claim to be the largest. And they can't afford a decent database. Even worse, Chris, apparently the server cannot handle a request of more than 50 records or 50 sightings. That's all you can get. It's not like you get 50 and you click load more. No such thing. 50 is the limit. Whatever you request as a brain-dead search, 50 items. And I asked Jan why, and he says it's because it would put too much of a load on the server. Now, I did a little checking, and he confirmed that they are running a dedicated server, which means they have the entire server for MUFON, just as we have an entire server for the Paracast and Tech Night Out Live, and of course, Chris is our StrangePlanet.com. We have the entire server, they do. But the problem is here is they are saddled with this database system that is ancient, it is slow, it is cumbersome, and he claims they're working on something new. So let's see what happens. I don't know. Sometimes when you hear things like we're building a new site and we're doing this, it never happens fast enough, especially when it comes to web design. Web design doesn't get done on time. We found somebody one time to redo your site, Our Strange Planet, and it always took longer than you expect, and that's a pretty simple site, right?
Yeah, it's a WordPress site. I wish I had a little bit more knowledge on how to create more categories on my site. There's a lot of things I'd like to do, but I'm just handcuffed because of my, lack of knowledge and lack of time, I might add. It does take a lot longer.
Well, the thing is here is that I know a little bit about WordPress. If you send me some special requests, I'll do some work with it. You know, right now what we did do, which our listeners may not know or care about, is we moved all our sites to SSL, which means they go to secured connections, and that reduces the possibility of hackers coming to our sites. And we did that with Chris, so he's now more protected. But there might be things I could do in terms of, give me a list of categories, Chris, and give me some other things about what you need, and I'll find a way to make it happen.
Well, one thing I do want to just remind everybody that I have been very active on my site. There's a bunch of really cool articles on there now, and I'm going to try to adhere to an article a week or possibly an article every 2 weeks now and flesh it out. There's a lot of good stuff on there, and I want to continue that progress.
Definitely looking at the site, and he's been working like a busy bee here. In fact, there is something you just put up, and we'll maybe get into it more on after the PowerCast this week. The NORAD event and the Gallup incident, was there a connection?
Amazing, amazing. The same day case, 11 years apart, exact descriptions. It's just phenomenal. People, you know, the weird phone calls to sheriffs from NORAD Space Command. It's just an amazing dark horse event. One of the most important, I think, ufological events in the last 25 years, and hardly anybody's ever heard of it.
Is there somebody we can get on the show to talk about this with expertise?
I'd have to do some digging. I did have a couple of sources at NORAD, but I haven't talked to them in years. I'd have to do a little digging on that.
Okay. Yeah, but something like that. This is a long article. You know, he quotes from a lot of sources here. It's got a lot of connections and comparisons. And this is the kind of thing that takes time to put together. And because it takes time to put together, it's not going to go up every day. It's not going to be a daily thing. But he's going to work on it. And as I said, I will try to help Chris do a little fine-tuning of the site as we've done to make it better. Right now, it is a razor-fast WordPress site. We've got a state-of-the-art situation there, and we keep all the security up to date as possible. So it's OurStrangePlanet.com. And by the way, if you look there, you can buy all his books online. All right? They say this is going to be on the ad-free version of the PowerCast. It doesn't matter. You can buy his books on there. All his books, including Stalking the Herd, the Mysterious Valley book, Stalking the Tricksters, they're all available for on sale in ebook and in print versions. So you definitely want to check that out. Now, let's talk about our guest this week. And this is interesting because we get letters from people saying, hey, can I come on the show? And we get a letter here saying, my name is Colin Schneider. I'm a 16-year-old cryptozoologist from Ohio. I've been actively involved in the field for over 3 years. I am an infrequent listener to your podcast. Well, we have to change that. And I'm currently trying to appear in a variety of podcasts. I thought that being a young researcher, you might be interested in having me on the program. This kid is really working hard.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a crypto version of John Greenwald when he started out back in the mid-90s.
It reminds me of me and Alan Greenfield at 16. And, of course, we were following UFOs. But that's what was going on. We were very active. When I was 17 or 18, I was appearing on radio shows already. It took a while, of course, before I actually got a paid job at one, not until I was 21. But I go out there occasionally and go on these shows and talk about the subject of UFOs. So I understand what this guy is doing. So he's following cryptozoology, but as I said, in many respects, he's like me. He's like Alan Greenfield and Rick Hilberg and all the people I grew up with. So I want to see what a 21st century version of such people is like. And it's not going to be like us, okay? You know, we lived in another time, in another universe, in another reality. Literally in another reality. There it goes. A reminder again, check out OurStrangePlanet.com for regular updates from Chris. Check out plus.theparacast.com for the PowerCast Plus and after the PowerCast. And in a few seconds, we'll check out what Colin Schneider has discovered as a 16-year-old crypto kid. with Gene and with Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So on the Paracast this week with Gene and Chris, we welcome the next generation, or at least someone at least three generations newer than me. That's Colin Schneider, 16 years of age, and he calls himself the Crypto Kid. Welcome to the Paracast. Where's that name come from?
The Crypto Kid? Well, I have a friend of mine
Ronald Murphy. He's a researcher who does a lot of cryptozoology, predominantly looking at the archetypes of cryptozoology. And he promotes himself as the crypto guru. And we're working on a book together, so I've just started calling myself the Crypto Kid. And when it came time, when I got contacted to do a podcast, which I've been doing now for several weeks, they asked me if I had any ideas for a name for the podcast, and I just thought Crypto Kid would be perfect. So it's kind of the name that I've been using for a while now.
Okay, so it was one of these spontaneous inventions.
Yeah, I just thought it sounded like a cool superhero name.
Well, you have kind of that Peter Parker voice.
Yeah, I guess I do. I'm definitely a nerd.
I'm thinking here the voice of Tobey Maguire when he played Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, I grew up watching all those movies. Spider-Man was, I think Spider-Man was the first character that I knew and could recognize, like, just off the nose. So, yeah, I've seen all the movies many times. So I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Well, in the next Spider-Man movie, they bring him back to being a high school kid again. And they kind of reinvigorate the franchise. I think Tom Holland is the name of the new Spider-Man. He's a guy about 20 or so, and he plays like a 16 or 17-year-old. But let's not get into that. Let's go back to you. You've been chasing this stuff now for how many years?
I mean, I've always been interested in it. I mean, I started off as a little kid watching Monster Quest. It was one of my favorite shows, and it really captured me because I kind of thought, wow, they're treating these monsters as if they were animals and the idea that they might actually exist. That idea really captured me as, you know, an 8-year-old. So I'd always been interested in it, but I really, really got interested, like, wanting to be a researcher when I was 13 and I went to Maine with my family and we visited the International Cryptozoology Museum, and I got to meet Lauren Coleman, who was kind of like my hero as a kid. So I remember walking out of the museum after I spent all of my money. Vacation hadn't even really started. And I remember walking out, handful of books, and thinking, yeah, I want to be a monster hunter for the rest of my life. And so right after the vacation, I kind of started thinking, I don't have to be an adult to, you know, do this. I can do this as a kid. So I just started collecting as many books as I can, just reading as much as I can. And last year, I started really feeling that I knew enough to really start, like, writing and doing, like, active research. So I started compiling these lists of just creatures and going to conferences and handing them out and talking to people. And that led me to join various crypto groups. I have a huge range of contacts now. I've been published numerous times. It all kind of exploded pretty quickly.
Have you read the books from Chris O'Brien?
No. His cattle mutilation one is especially interesting to me, and it's been on my list for a long time, but unfortunately, being a teenager, I don't always have a good stimulation of income, so I haven't been able to get a lot of the books on my list, but it's definitely on there.
Do you have a Kindle, or can you read an e-version? I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah, I'd appreciate that. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's the least I can do. I'll feed them. As soon as you're done with one, I'll send you another one, and we'll just keep it going. There's not as much crypto cases and reports in my books as maybe Ken or Lyle or Dave Weatherly or of course Lauren, but there's enough in there to keep you more than fascinated, I'm sure.
UFOs and everything, UFOs especially, ghosts, other mysteries, they all still interest me, but it's definitely the animal aspect of the weird that has captured me for so long.
Okay, well, it sounds like you come down on the flesh and blood sort of, three-dimensional reality side of the equation as opposed to something Freudian or paranormal. So you think that, for instance, Bigfoot is a flesh-and-blood, undiscovered hominid that's hiding from us out in the forest, correct?
Well, Bigfoot specifically, I'm not sure, because my mentor is Stan Gordon. And you know that he's done extensive research and has some excellent, fascinating data on Bigfoot and UFOs, how they may be connected. So I'm not sure. What I really focus on is the folklore right now, because I am not really able to go out into the field all the time. It's not just a feasible thing at my age right now.
Right. So a lot of you got school and other things to deal with. So
exactly. So
and
a
girls.
Lot of the so a lot of the research I do is sitting in my room with a pile of dusty books, scanning through them for some weird account or something. So I'm right now I'm a lot more interested in the folklore, and in the folklore there's a ton of weird stuff. I mean, Native Americans, especially in the Pacific Northwest, looked at Bigfoot as a protector, a guardian of the forest. Or in other places you have skinwalker creatures that have been associated with cryptozoology lately. And so there's a lot of weird and paranormal aspects to these creatures. And even though I do wholeheartedly believe that most of them are creatures, if they do exist, I do think that the folklore doesn't get enough attention, because it does give us this interesting aspect of the creatures as to how they were looked at before you really got this big field researching them. The folklore gives us this look into the past when it concerns these creatures. So I think it's definitely important, and I think it's something that doesn't get enough attention. And concerning just am I in the flesh and blood camp or am I in the paranormal whatever camp, I try to avoid opinions, because that really kind of tilts what I'm looking at one way or the other. So
tilts the way people look at you as well.
Exactly. So what I try to do is I try to keep a balanced, open look into whatever I'm researching. But I do note any of the ideas that people have come up with, or I make my own ideas. For example, I recently wrote an article discussing the possibility that some dogman sightings might be explained by kangaroos being misidentified. So I even though I keep away from theories and ideas, I do explore them. I just don't put myself into one of the camps or another.
On the Paracast this week, we have Colin Schneider. He's also referred to as Crypto Kit. And you're on with Gene and Chris, and that means you are in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have a second radio show. It's called After the Paracast. It's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus, and that also gives you the commercial-free version of this show and other goodies. And for long-term subscriptions, 5 years or lifetime, we give free books, ebook, and print versions. So check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Colin Schneider, the Crypto Kid, joins us. Someone with a young perspective about what's going on. Let me just ask you a quick question here. Some people have this kind of unified field theory of UFOs and cryptozoology and ghosts and stuff. Do you think among all the things you're looking for here, there might be a connection with UFOs and other phenomena?
Well, I think it's certainly a possibility. I mean, when I really started getting into the field, going to the conferences and whatever, literally the first person I met, other than Lauren Coleman at the museum, of course, the first person I met was Stan Gordon, and since then he's really taken me under his wing and shown me how to do proper research and how to write examinations of the evidence and whatever. So although I try to keep balanced, I have definitely been influenced by the unified field theory, but I also think that the separation is also a valid idea. I try to avoid, like I've said before, I try to avoid making any opinions, but it's definitely something that I look at and think is perfectly valid and definitely should be examined by a lot more people than it is.
What about theories like crypto creatures coming from another dimension or reality?
Well, I wrote an article a few months back about the idea that fairy lore has some connection to cryptids as a whole. So fairies, of course, are definitely interdimensional beings. Like, that's the idea of them. So I've researched it pretty extensively. The conclusion I've come to is the folklore definitely supports it. A lot of what you see with fairy folklore supports the idea that they're interdimensional, and the fact that they have so many connections to cryptids kind of leans to that idea. But I think it's definitely valid, and I think I've looked into it. I think others should. Now, concerning the fairy idea, for example, Bigfoot. In the 20s and 30s especially, there were a lot of reports of people being abducted by a Bigfoot-type creature. And one of the things they said was that they felt that it was abducting them because it intended to mate with them. Now, if you go over to Ireland or Norway and look at the fairy lore, one of the reasons that fairies abducted people, because that was one of the main things they were known to do. Even today, some people believe that fairies steal children out of their cribs. And one of the main reasons in those areas that it was believed that fairies took people was because their race was dying out and they needed to interbreed with humans to continue to have a stable population. Another example is the Loch Ness Monster is from Scotland, and one of Scotland's biggest and best known fairies is called the Kelpie. And the Kelpie is this dark colored shape shifting creature that lives on the side of roads, and it doesn't live, it's kind of hangs out on the side of the roads, and when travelers pass, it tries to entice them into the loch below. And if it does, it eats them. And one of the main forms that the Kelpie takes is a horse, because if you're a traveler in the middle of the night and you're walking on your own two feet, if you see a horse just standing there, you're going to try to grab it, because obviously you're going to want to get there faster, and it is the middle of the night, so you don't want to keep walking in the middle of the night. So if you look at the Loch Ness Monster specifically, one of the main descriptions of the creature is that it's horse-like, not just the Loch Ness Monster either. You look at Bernard Heuvelmans, who is the father of cryptozoology, if you look at his categories of sea serpents, the water horse, as he termed it, was one of the main categories. And in his book, In the Wake of Sea Serpents, he had the water horse had the second highest number of sightings that he examined. So there's definitely this idea of a horse-like creature that's aquatic that's been ingrained into our minds. So whether it is an interdimensional fairy or just a weird-looking water creature, I'm not sure, because we haven't found it, and we haven't found enough evidence to support either or, but both are valid options and both are valid ideas that when you're looking at into a field that is so weird and so ingrained with a variety of honestly impossible possibilities, you really do have to keep your mind open to look at everything, not just shut it and look at just one thing.
You want to grab that one, Gene?
I just want to take it to a little bit of another step here. Okay. Do you think, and this is another issue, that when we see these creatures, we're seeing the creatures as they are, as we expect them to be, and in accordance with our cultural conditioning? It's kind of a deep question. What's your perception?
I'm not sure, because as a cryptozoologist, I inherently want to believe that these creatures that people are seeing are living animals that are just waiting to be discovered. So in that way, they're definitely what they look like, but if these things really are interdimensional, then it is plausible that they are seen as reality, our reality requires it, if you will. I'm going to use a comic book analogy. So Marvel Comics, really big right now, one of their biggest villains, his name is Galactus, and he's this giant cosmic being that eats worlds. And in the comics, he's depicted as this really kind of odd-looking humanoid that's really, really, really huge and is garbed in this weird purple space-looking outfit with this really big purple helmet with all these long rods coming out of it and weird angles and whatever. He's really strange. But in the comics, they say that the only reason he looks like that is because humans can't comprehend his actual form. So our minds twisted into that weird 60s looking comic book character. So that's an idea that I've brought up when discussing interdimensional creatures before in my lectures. And I get a lot of weird looks. But I think it's definitely an interesting thing, because when you look at, I'm going to use the Loch Ness Monster again, there's a huge variety of descriptions, not just the plesiosaur type creature, but you also have giant fish or really, really weird looking big frogs that have been described, or as I mentioned before, the water horse. So there's a variety of descriptions. And that could just be misidentifications of known things in a lake that is infamous for having a monster. That could just be a variety of unknown creatures in there, although I think that's fairly unlikely. Or it could be some interdimensional being or whatever that we just don't know how to comprehend whatever it looks like, so our brains fill in the gaps.
Let me ask you something here. We're going to break in a moment. Is it fair as a researcher to prejudge anything? Because you're assuming there's at least an animal component involved in these cryptids. That's reaching a conclusion, and wouldn't it be better then to say something's going on, let me try to figure out what it is, than to decide?
Gene,
it's like the argument.
I beg to differ with you, Gene. I don't think he's doing that. I think he's keeping an open mind, and he said like two or three times that he's unwilling to really make a declarative statement about that.
So I know, but he's kind of looking at that assumption, which is why I questioned it. Let's discuss this in more detail in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
I'm Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Chris and I were sort of disagreeing about what Colin Schneider was implying here. An acceptance of a basic reality here, although he says he has an open mind. So clarify that so I understand it completely. Would you accept at all the possibility that we're just misidentifying known animals? Or people are seeing things or something, that there's a very conventional explanation that doesn't include an unknown species or something paranormal?
Gene, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It has to go on a case-by-case basis. One person may be confabulating a misidentified creature and thinking it's something else. Somebody else may be delusional, and yet somebody else may be actually viewing something that could be Freudian or paranormal.
Right. I want his answer.
Well, like Chris said, it has to be a case-by-case basis. You can't just say Bigfoot is misidentifications of bears, because then you get all the questions, well, this hunter has seen bears before. He knows what bears look like, so that doesn't quite fit. But then you also get this person that said that, well, I saw it in my bedroom. Bears can't get into my bedroom, because I've heard stories of people encountering Bigfoot in their bedrooms. It's a little weird, but they seemed like they were telling the truth. So I think that definitely has to be a case-by-case basis. And you have to not just look at the report itself, but you have to look at the person that was reporting it and the conditions that it was in and what was going on around the area and the time it was in. Because a Bigfoot sighting from the 1800s might have definitely has completely different connotations than a Bigfoot sighting from just last week. And so you can't just have this overlying idea that you just say this is what it is.
When you say different connotations, though, can you clarify that? Because of the way we see it or because of the sourcing?
It's definitely the sourcing. I mean, you're talking a Bigfoot sighting from just last week. You have this huge Bigfoot image that has been inundated into our pop culture, and everyone knows it, even if they only know it from Harry and the Hendersons and the Slim Jim commercials. They know what Bigfoot looks like, or at least should look like, according to pop culture. But if you take a sighting from the 1800s, the wild man sightings, they weren't even called Bigfoot. They're called wild men, or in the way later times, they were called gorillas. It was a time where most of these people had never ever seen another primate besides humans. And they're encountering something that is, if you look at the reports, generally consistent with a lot of modern Bigfoot reports. So at least the backgrounds of the witness and their knowledge of what a hairy humanoid or a Bigfoot should look like is completely different. So the influences that would have on the sighting are in themselves different.
But that, to me, would imply that it could be caused by the same thing, we just see it differently because of our cultural conditioning.
And I don't disagree, and that's why you need to take that into account. What you also have to do is look at the sightings. Once you determine, in your opinion, if a sighting is reliable or not, and you make sure you explain why the sighting is reliable, then you can put it with other sightings that you have personally individually determined as reliable. Once you do that, you can look at them, and even throughout the whole variety of times that they may have come from, the 1800s, even the 1700s into today or the 60s or whatever, at least in my personal experience with research, I found that the descriptions are oddly consistent. Now, whether that's because the idea of a wild man is kind of this image that's been ingrained in our minds and that's just something that we see on occasion, or if that's because it's just the idea of the wild man put onto a misidentification of a bear, or whatever you're seeing, at least in my experience, it's oddly consistent. So that leads me to feel that there's at least something going on that deserves research. Now, I don't know what it is. I'm definitely trying not to put any of my opinions onto what I'm researching. But I at least feel that there's something going on that deserves research, but we have no idea what it is, and people who say they do haven't quite looked at it enough.
Now, what about family histories? Now, this is something I always question with regard to UFO cases, because we have organizations like MUFON that will collect the case report, the sighting, as a separate thing, separate from the family or the individual. Do you look at the individuals or families who report this phenomena as a connection with family histories? Have they seen things throughout their lives?
Well, when I get a report from a person that has reported it directly to me, I definitely make sure that comes up, and I make sure I discuss that. But the difficulty is when you're looking at historical accounts, you aren't able to talk to that witness, you aren't able to ask them that question. And although some records exist, most of them don't. So you're unable to even really know anything about that person other than, say, the journal that they wrote the encounter in, or the opinions of the person that they described it to. So it isn't terribly easy, at least in the position I am, to look into that, but I definitely, it is something that should be looked at when you're getting a case from someone that is reporting it directly to you, or that it has been forwarded to you, whatever. If this person is alive and you're able to communicate with them and interview them, then that definitely should be something that comes up and that should be looked into.
Yeah, that should be part of your list of questions. Does your family have a history of encountering things that they can't explain, for instance? And then if they say yes or no, then you can do your follow-up questions there. You know, before we get too far into the subject matter, I'd like to know a little bit more about Colin here. what does your family think about this? What do your parents think about this? I would assume that they're fairly supportive of your interest in these areas and your time expenditure. What do your folks think about this?
My dad is definitely supportive. He grudgingly drives me around all around Ohio, Pennsylvania, and even went into West Virginia.
Well, that's cool.
to go to all the conferences. I think I'm actually scheduled to speak at 8 different conferences this year, and everywhere from...
Dang, I'm jealous.
Everywhere from Midwest Virginia to the east end of Pennsylvania. So my dad definitely is very supportive, and actually he was the one who gave me my first book on Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster that really made me – that kind of is the reason that I sat and watched through the entire episode of Monster Quest the first time I watched that. So my dad definitely helps. My grandmother is very proud of me. She – every time I get an article published, she grabs it before I even get to see it and carts it around to all of our neighbors and brags and whatnot. So it's definitely it's a family thing. And, you know, I couldn't have done it without my family's support.
How about your friends? Do they think it's cool, or are they looking at you and scratching their heads going, oh, man, we don't know about this guy?
So I attend a science, technology, engineering, and math school. It's very academic and very difficult. And so all of my friends are very into science, very into, you know, engineering, whatever. So when I initially started telling them about my interests, they kind of looked at me like I was crazy. But I've slowly got them convinced that I'm at least doing a balanced examination of whatever. They honestly don't think that Bigfoot's roaming around somewhere, but they do think that there's enough stuff going on that it warrants some examination. So they're supportive for the most part. I actually have a couple friends that listen into my show every once in a while because they're fantasy geeks and we talk a lot of folklore. So they can get into that.
All right. That brings up a bunch of questions. How much time we have, Gene?
I have 20 seconds, Chris. Just say something fast.
Well, we got to take a break here, Colin. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about methodology and some of the things that we need to think about when we put ourselves out there in the field. And we'll talk about that when we get back.
We have Colin Schneider, the Crypto Kid. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.